Millions of people believe themselves doomed to poverty and failure because of some strange force over which they believe they have no control. They are the creators of their own misfortunes because of this negative belief, which is picked up by the subconscious mind and translated into its physical equivalent. Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. In the last episode, I asked you if you had the courage to imagine the best possible outcome. For some, fear is so deep, they may not have the courage to imagine an even slightly better outcome. It feels safer to imagine that their life is doomed. Look, I get it, so many people have it rough. I get that some folks are dealt an unfathomably bad hand. But even then, you must set your mind to a higher target. You must imagine something better. It does take courage because we've been taught, programmed, to protect ourselves by quelling our expectations. You know what's the most dangerous phrase in the world? Hope for the best, but expect the worst. Fuck that. If that's your target, you'll hit it every single time. This week, begin the following practice. 1. Sit for 15 or 20 minutes, or as long as you can stand to be with yourself, and actually think about what it is you want. I mean really, really want. Allow your imagination to soar, and then write it down. Write it down. 2, and this is super important. Don't simply think about things you don't want. Don't say, I don't want to be in pain anymore, or I don't want to live paycheck by paycheck anymore. Declare to the universe that you're ready for and expect youthful energy, perfect health, or abundant wealth. In other words, positive goals instead of negative goals. 3, sit with the feeling of gratitude as if you've already gained this good fortune. And listen, you don't need to justify why you want, need, or deserve your goals. I'm going to say that again. You do not need to justify why you want, need, or deserve your goals. All you need to do is ask and then expect the universe to come through. Make this a regular practice every night, every morning. Don't make excuses that you don't have time. It only takes 5 or 10 minutes of focus. Do it. Finally, be present enough to see the opportunities, so-called coincidences, or serendipitous meetings as they unfold, and they will. Watch for them. Be patient. Have blind faith. And it starts with pushing through your fear and being bold enough to imagine your wildest dreams come true.